Thank you, Lord. We win. Sunday morning, 11/24/24. Prophet's Corner Uncut. The last shall be first, and the first shall be last. Let's go to Matthew chapter 19. Sometimes it amazes me what the Lord gives me to bring. Everybody home? 30? All right. But many, this is Jesus, but many that are first shall be last, and the last shall be first. With that, let's start with chapter 20. For the kingdom of heaven is likened to a man that is a householder, which went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. When he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And he went out about the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and said unto them, Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right I will give you. And they went their way. Again he went out about the sixth and ninth hour and did likewise. And about the 11th hour he went out and found others standing idle, and saith unto them, Why stand ye here all the day idle? They say unto him, Because no man hath hired us. He saith unto them, Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, that shall ye receive. So when even was come, the Lord of the vineyard saith unto his steward, Call the laborers, and give them their hire, beginning from the last unto the first. And when they came, they were hired about the 11th hour, they received every man a penny. But when the first came, they supposed that they should have received more, and they likewise received every man a penny. And when they had received it, they murmured against the goodman of the house, saying, These last have wrought but 1 hour, and thou hast made them equal unto us, which have borne the burden and heat of the day. But he answered one of them and said, Friend, I do thee no wrong. Dost not thou agree with me for a penny? Take that is thine, and go thy way. I will give unto this last, even as unto thee. Is it not lawful for me to do that, what I will with my own? Is not thine evil, because I am good? So the last shall be first, and the first last. For many be called, but few chosen. All right. Hold on to your belts. Will the new guard be received? Because it is time for them to step up. Many under the old guard church system have been looking or laboring in the heat of the day for decades. But will they step back as the new guard steps up? Will they become last so that the will of God can move forward? Or will their pride and entitlement kick in? Isn't this what we're seeing here? Will the old guard be receiving them with open arms? Or will they be rejected? Here's the difference between every man for himself as opposed to being the body of Christ. You know, if you need to run a race, you don't engage your arms, do you? You can need your legs, feet. I recently had a texting conversation that was interesting. Initially, I thought it was a good conversation, but the Lord has shown me otherwise. This person said that they had prayed for us. I began to tell them a little about what the Lord had been doing in us and what was to come. I was met by how big their church is and how many people they have, the biggest church in their area, etc. Old guard all the way. Would they step back while an unknown person stepped up like me, so to speak, maybe? I'll just use me as an example. Or you. Only the Lord knows. When building their church is the focus, that becomes a warning sign. When the gospel is going out and winning the lost is front and center, you know their heart is in the right place. We are the body of Christ and we have a commission. It's not to build your little kingdom. I was disheartened when the Lord began to show me this, but I know Jesus was new guard and the old guard persecuted him. He also said that if they reject me, they will reject you also. Through this parable of Jesus, he is giving us heads up of what to expect. What did Jesus get? He was rejected. The old guard that is following the Spirit will go to the back of the line. They'll offer to give assistance where needed, but they'll go to the back of the line because their heart's right. They'll know their day is done, and they're there to help the new ones. They will become last. The new guard that is following the Spirit will step up to the first of the line, for they are on deck. All the ministries in the body of Christ do not belong to individuals. They are the Lord's, and we must be willing to become last if the Lord says to release the reins and let someone else have them, even though you might have put hours and days and weeks and months and years, decades into it. The Lord says, you're finished here, go somewhere else. Are you working for the Lord or for yourself? Your little kingdom. Metaphorically speaking, I'm not talking to you individually. All right. All the ministries in the body of Christ do not belong to individuals. They are the Lord's, and we must be willing to become last if the Lord says to release the reins and let someone else have them. This is for the good of the body of Christ. We cannot move independently. Let's look at John chapter 15. Just because they say they're with you doesn't mean they are with you. They may say all the right things, and they may be saying, we are praying for you. But then when you start to say things that doesn't line up with their little world, they shut down. All right. Jesus said here, I'm the vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you're clean through the word which I've spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. This is his church that he gave his life for. It's not individuals. I don't care if it is a corporation that got your name on it. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. You know, by having the biggest church in town, that tells me you're not going out the doors. Probably more than likely, you're building your empire from within. He didn't say do that. There's nothing wrong with building inside if people come to the Lord on Sunday mornings and other times, but we've been so gauged to have them come and jump in our boat and entertain or whatever we have to do to bring them in instead of going out. No, we're going to build our church. Now we've got a gym now. We got a basketball team. We got a coffee shop. We got a drama stage. We got a big band. Who cares if everybody around is going to hell? Ah. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. If someone came into this morning, they'd say, hey, you ain't got nothing. The normal Christian, spirit-filled, Bible believing, they ain't got nothing. Ain't got nothing for my kids. I ain't going there. Don't care what God wants me to do. If they don't fit my needs, I'm not going. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall you be my disciples. You know, I'm going to be so popular. It's not easy calling the kettle black. Jesus did. He called them vipers. And they were the religious of the day, staunch in the law. Were they following God? Yeah. They were following the law at that time. That's all they had. But God said, but, you know, they did all the sacrifices and did all the motions, but their heart was far from him. As Father hath loved me, so it's going to be a lonely bench. Let me just put it that way. If you think if you are not accepted, then you don't belong, think again. I think it's just the opposite. Jesus said if they rejected you, they're going to reject, or me, they're going to reject you. As the Father had loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. He was perfect. He did everything perfect. He never sinned. And they killed him. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. I doubt that Jesus would be accepted in most churches today. Because they have a different idea of a different kind of Jesus than what the Bible really teaches. When we first came into Assembly of God, there was a man there. Oh, the Lord never meant for any of his people to suffer. I'm thinking, have you read the Bible? Old and New Testament. That's all it's about. God's people suffering at the hands of the wicked. Are the so-called churchy bunch. I wish it was true. I'd be the first one in line. Give me some of that. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I've loved you. We're not in competition with one another. I can't tell you how many times in that little house on Richardson with that turnaround, how many cars I saw turn around in that circle. When they saw it was just a humble little house with a car or two there, it wasn't good enough for them. Even though some of them God told them to come. Greater love hath no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends. If you do whatsoever I command you. Not if you do what the churchy corporate world does. I got the biggest church in town. I got it going on. In whose eyes and whose book? I'm not trashing anybody. I'm just telling you. This is what's going on. It is my prayer that all that are moving to last will do so with grace. It is my prayer that all that will be first will do so with grace. Not any haughtiness or pride of any kind. It's kind of like in a game of any kind when you have relief. Here they've held the line during the whole game, so you take them out and put a new fresh ones in. It's a team. It's not to exalt one star. I could not do my ministry with the help and approval of... I could not do my ministry with the help and... This is the Lord speaking here. I could not do my ministry with the help and approval of the old guard, and you will not be able to do so either. If you got some churchy thinking in you, you just as well just wash it out. I followed the Holy Spirit's direction in everything that I did, and it was independent of the old guard. Do not look to any of the old guard to support you in any way for you will be disappointed. I will be the one in the lead. Who I say is first, and who I say is last. Be encouraged that I'm in the lead and I have everything you need. Jesus did everything he did by listening to the Father and doing what the Father said do. In the old system, recognition is everything. But in the new system, my system, just hearing and obeying my voice is all that is needed. Pray for the pastors and leaders that they will rightly discern the times and get in line for my will for them, whether it be first or last, and no longer cast your pearls before swine. Yeah.